Well, that was Tom Lark with Fuselage. I went to see Tom Lark and band the other night. So good. So good. And I'm hearing reports of a wildly successful rest of the tour of Aotearoa. Speaking of wildly successful tours of Aotearoa, I'm very, very, very pleased to finally meet you, Jennifer Reid. How are you?
Yeah, really good. This sun's all right, isn't it?
It's not too bad. It's you know, it's the fading light, maybe. But
you're all moaning about it. This is amazing in England. It's yeah, so good. I've been going on sunbed on Ponsonby, then I can get it for free.
I'm not moaning. I was just trying to be like vaguely poetic, but I'll leave that to you.
Okay.
But also, you're probably going back to going back to summer anyway.
Yeah, it's kicking off at home. Yeah, it's like, what, April? Yeah, the sun's out now.
I should go get that water cooler and we could talk around that about all this weather.
Don't.
Don't. How's it going? I would like to introduce you again. Jennifer Reid, all the way from the United Kingdom. Mm-hmm. You're playing something along the lines of 6,000 shows in New Zealand over the course of a month.
Just the 6,000, yeah. I feel like it's almost every night. But it is going well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mint. I played, like, Wellington were lovely, like a DIY, oh, the Pyramid Club, like,
oh, cool.
Nice DIY venue.
Yeah.
I like a venue where you have to go outside to go to the toilet. You got to plan
you?
It. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We've got a few of those up here.
Yeah, nice. Well, weather for it.
You should play at an outdoor festival. You'd be in heaven.
Yeah, no, yeah, so true. If only they had them around here. Then I played in Featherstone. That was cool, like a record shop. And then I went to Sargent Gallery. I met Tono, Anthony Tonon, and he took me in that Jury Hill elevator.
Cool.
That was cool. He's got done well good lights on it in tunnel.
Nice.
Yeah, it's fancy. And then I went to Hamilton to see a friend of a friend. You know, like when you're away from home and people are like, you need to meet this person.
Yeah.
So I did that. And then
did they live up to the hype?
Yeah, buzzing, absolutely buzzing.
Great.
Pair of chiropractors, absolutely buzzing.
Whoa.
Yeah, sick, sick, sick. And then played Freedom Our Goal List last night. And that just went off. It's nuts. And then I played Why Hecky as well. Beautiful. Yeah. Love it.
So we should probably talk about what you do, because people will be like, "Wow, already you're already hooked, already fascinated."
Yeah, I'm
already,
really good at it. Don't ask.
We're lured in by energy, but I don't think people will expect what the answer is.
No.
If it's okay, I've done my research. We know this. We've been emailing each other for months, but I wouldn't mind if you explained it to people so I didn't fuck it up.
Yeah, fair enough. Thank you for your honesty. I sing Industrial Revolution work song and Lancashire dialect from the Victorian period.
Mm.
So 19th century stuff. I really like weaving, mining, canals, railway songs. Railway Museum asked me to do some research and I still couldn't find a good one, so I kind of just leave it at that.
Oh.
They're just a bit self-congratulatory, patting on the back type tackle, can't be bothered with it. And I sing in the Lancashire dialect, which is like singing in the accent of the time, more of an oral tradition. And then when the songs kind of get a bit more bawdy and excitable, that sung on the street in the town of Manchester during the Industrial Revolution, that's when they get a bit more standard English.
Wow. We're actually listening to an instrumental version of one of your songs in the background at the moment.
What the hell? What?
That's just a little joke because you sing a cappella.
Yeah, and I was going to say, have you managed that? There is some stuff on new album though that's got a backing on it.
Okay, I'll shut up. Yeah.
No, I've grown as an artist.
Oh well, that's good. That's a good sign. It's great. And what brought you to New Zealand? What brought you all the way down here to sing songs? In a dialect we've never heard.
Yeah, and I did think it was quite a hard sell, but people are buzzing off it.
Good.
I've been on tour with Eliza Carfi in England, and she's like folk royalty, essentially. Like, her dad's Martin Carfi, a mum, Norma Waterson, like two massive dudes in the scene. And Eliza is also amazing in her own right.
Yeah.
And then Eliza was like, you'd go down well in New Zealand, you. So I just thought, all right. And then you... No, mates that I know in London. You're connected in London.
Oh, yeah. Who do we know again the same?
Were it Charlie?
Sounds...
No, it was, yeah, someone. It was a bloke.
Yeah.
Network of blokes got me here. Love that.
Oh,
well, I say that, but then it was me and Sarah doing all behind-the-scenes work.
Yeah.
It were good because managed to pull this off, us two, just booking gigs. But when I went to sleep, obviously, she'd pick up because time difference. It's good that.
Oh, that's so nice. Mm. How do you know Sarah here?
I come from like the DIY punk scene in Manchester, and Sheffield.
We're talking about Sarah Illingworth here.
Yes, that's right. The legend that is. Hey, girl. Hey, if you can hear me. Yeah, just through music stuff. And then obviously developed a wonderful friendship. And now I'm staying on a sofa.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, oh, you know what? I'm thinking I need to get a new couch.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I would love to have offered, but mine is so rickety. I've tried to sleep on it. It's really uncomfortable. So, but just as a good reminder, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I mean, I used to be a squatter, so floor's all right. Good foot back, innit?
You know, so tell, how did you come to do this thing?
Oh, do this singing thing.
This thing that you do.
I volunteered at Chetham's Library in Manchester. There's going to be some quite local references now, so I apologise to all your listeners.
It's all right.
But I started volunteering at Chetham's Library, and then Jeremy Deller won the Turner Prize, and he wanted some ballads in the exhibition. I'd catalogued quite a few of them just for want of something to do. I read a quote recently, and it was like, there's nothing like unemployment to feed your education. Like, there's, you know what I mean? Like, when you've got no, you know, you've got like no capitalist obligations, which is mint, then you can just do what you want. And that's what I did. I still on dole on that, but just wangled it.
Should get a show on BFM. That's what we're all doing.
yeah, that's it. Making the money. Mega books. So I started volunteering there. Jeremy wanted some in the Turner. He won the Turner Prize. He wanted some in the exhibition in Venice. Then I started singing them. My first gig was the Venice Biennale. I just put a nursery rhyme to it. Mental. I drank so much coffee. I think it aided the clog dancing because I had the jitters. Because I was just hungover every morning because I was, what, 20? Like,
yeah.
God's sake. Don't drink anymore, so there you go. Lift weights instead.
Nice.
Yeah, new
you
addiction.
Look very tough.
Thank you. I am. I can't even make a fist. My nails are that long.
I'm well impressed. Yeah, I bite mine to the bottom of my
Don't do that.
Fingers.
My mum did that, but then my nan gave me mum 20 quid in the 90s to stop doing that, and now she gets them done with me. So that could be you. We could be going Ponsonby Nail Bar together. Shout out to Ponsonby Nail Bar. Love them. Going to be there tomorrow getting my eyelashes done.
With nails like that?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm in. It's my birthday on Wednesday. That's what we'll do.
Whoa, you can come to my gig at Audio Foundation.
Sounds good.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, you got a gig at Audio Foundation on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, how handy was that?
With pumice.
Yeah, with pumice, yeah. Stefan, or Stiffin. As you pronounce it here.
So tell us about a show.
So the show's cool. I've had a costume made. The top half is 80s weightlifting.
What?
With a huge weightlifting belt.
Whoa.
And then the bottom half is three massive 1850s Victorian skirts. Yeah, yeah. And the bottom one is like black. The middle one is like a reddy colour. And then the top one is cerise velvet.
Whoa.
Yeah, for the listeners at home, his eyes just went dead wide when I said the fuchsia top bit.
Cool.
And then my clogs are red, but then the way it's cut, the skirt, it cuts up at the top, kind of like I'm imagining, like you know, like a theatre curtain when it's like the red drape.
Mm.
But that for my feet, see, when I dance, it's like, whoa.
Cool.
Cool as hell. But the show, it's just all a cappella, much like me talking to you now, just like a bit of chat, a bit of context. Because obviously these songs aren't in the cultural memory in England, let alone here. But it's sparking off some good conversations with people. Like, it's oh my God, the reaction's been so sick. Like, last night at Frieda's, two ladies of a certain age came up to me and were like, they were discussing their position in, like, the colonial landscape of New Zealand and, like, how they, like, have been benefiting or fit into it. And I'm like, girls, sick. I'm so happy that you can have these chats at my show. Not after the show, don't talk when I'm singing. But yeah, it's nice that it's encouraged like a lot of dialogue with people that's mint.
Yeah, cool. And have you had any other kind of coming here? Have you had any other kind of thoughts about New Zealand coming back and kind of, you know, connecting in other ways here?
Yeah, so I'm really interested in, because I do the oral culture and then it turns into the print culture when people have to move out of their handloom weaving villages because of industrialization to the factory and then live in slums and live in the city centre. And I know the Maori culture was very oral, well, up until like settlers came here. So I'm really interested in how oral traditions develop and evolve and how, like, I don't want to say storytelling because everyone's talking about storytelling. Every folk festival's on about storytelling now. I hate buzzword, but it is about, like, telling those stories. But I just think there's power when people memorise things as opposed to read them and that's the definitive version.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just because something's been published doesn't mean that that's, like, something to be proud of, you know, like there's so much more, like there might be 17 versions of one song, and then the moment that it's printed down, that's the definitive version. Well, who decided that? The guy that published it. Like, come on, there's a whole world out there. So I'm interested in that as well.
That's so cool. Would you?
Yeah, I will. Yeah. So this song is called The Weaver of Wellbrook. Well, do you know what? I sang that one the other time. I'll do a different one. Do a different weaving song.
Sure.
This is by John Trafford Clegg from round about 1890, Rochdale dialect, Rochdale forever, 01706 represent. And it is called, imaginatively, A Weaver's Song, and it is about the power loom. So this is the rhythm of the mill, the factory. This is how it went down. Down in shed on a summer's day, thoud sun shining through whitewashed top, brids and slater chirping away, and I whistle a tune to every cop. Clattering loom and whirling wheel, flying shuttle and steady reed, this is work to make a man feel, there's worse jobs of weaving in time of need. Waving cotton all sizes and max, tablecloths, handkerchief, outs and outs, shirts for white America, blacks, towels for China and India clouts, duties, jackinet, sheetings, twills, yard wide, narrow width, heavy and late, brats and petticoats, fancies, we can weave out and weave it right. Straight down alley and clen white walls, picking pegs nodding their heads around. Warp spinning down like waterfalls, cogwheels rattling a merry sound. Tidy skips running all we weft, snowy cloth whining onto beam. Take a good sniff of the flying drift, it's clay and dust and we're nobbled same. Lads and lasses standing in rows, working away from morn till night. Tenters, bobsails, betties and joes, running about on their nimble feet. Keeping time to a steady tune, played by the engine from light till dark. Feeding with water and coal about spoon, and he's all as a right for another day's work. Down in shed on a winter's day, the sun's asleep in his cloudy bed. Scores of gas elites blazing away on shining pulley and snowy thread. Clattering loom and whirling wheel, flying shuttle and steady reed. This is work to make a man feel, there's worse jobs of weaving in time of need. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Matthew.
Phenomenal. Oh, hear that?
Wow, there's clapping in the other room for anyone listening. Yeah. I just want to explain a bit about that song. So you've got the rhythm of the power loom, which is very cool. Mm-hmm. But then it mentions also, take a good sniff of the flying drift. It's clay and dust and we're not but same. So I hate it when people just equate these work songs or songs by workers or weavers to just like... They're just relegated to their job. These are human beings with thoughts and amazing bright minds. And when he says, take a good sniff of the flying drift, it's clay and dust and we're no but same, he's talking about all the lint and stuff floating in the air in the factory, and he's comparing it to the cosmos and then understanding his position in that, which is just like, come on, that's so good. After working like a 14-hour shift, even when I did 8 hours full day at Home Bargains, which is like the pound shop for anyone listening, even after 8 hours of that, I couldn't write poetry like that about it. Oh. Do you know what I mean? It's beautiful. And then he also mentions lads and lasses standing in rows, working away from morn till night. Well, that totally translates with when I went to the garment factories in Bangladesh, exactly same setup, down to the fact that like the same blueprints were sold from the mills to India and South Asia to mimic the setup to just begin production almost hitting the ground running immediately. So it's, you know, you think these songs are really hyper specific when really they're talking about like the global capitalist complex that we're in and bloody universe. Yeah. You know, there's loads to it. It's well good.
Do you write your own songs?
I have, on this new album, had to write some new songs because there's so many amazing old ones that no one's even really looked at.
Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah, I can say that. Yeah, I can say that. I've been doing it 16 years. I can say that. What do you call it? I can only think of, I've got some bollocks.
Do you know, what is it?
It's when I've got confidence in myself.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is.
Pluck.
In New Zealand, people really give me confidence in myself.
Oh,
you know?
Good.
You are nice people. You are. But on this new album, it's called The Ballad of the Gatekeeper. It's not meant to rile baby boomers, but it probably will. It's just kind of about how people in the folk scene can gatekeep by accident, like if you're putting on a folk night in the back of the Wicked Men's Club or you're putting it on in the back of the pub, well, that's already kind of a barrier to some queer or non-binary people that might not drink or might feel a bit weird going in an old man gaff.
Yeah.
Sorry about the ageism and the hating on men kind of a thing I do. But I've also written songs about like climate change, about gender binary, about like COVID, just to make stuff a bit more relevant for people so they feel like they can access the folk scene. Mm-hmm. I just think it's, you know, I might as well do it. It's time. Yeah. I can articulate it. It's pretty cool. Pete Townsend recorded the album as well, but he funded it, which is very nice.
It's nice.
Very, very nice.
Yeah, you've worked with some really, like, what you might call unexpected people.
Yeah, big legends.
Pulp.
Yeah, Pulp. Yeah, supported Pulp. You keep going on about their new song, don't you, Spike Island?
I do like the new song, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And John Cooper Clarke.
John Cooper Clarke supported him, yeah. Nice, yeah, yeah. I supported him, and then I was like, oh, I've just supported you. And he was like, when? So, yeah, but he's cool. He's
he might just have not remembered 10 minutes ago, though.
Absolutely, that's right. Yeah. That's right. He's sound. It was nice doing the gig with him. It was an interesting one. That was for Chanel.
Oh, really?
And that was so funny because I was like, whoa, this next song, let's all imagine it's about being poor. Well, good. Well, good. And then I got my mates in and we were all just like prattin' about.
You're kind of a bit like Robin Hood, aren't you?
I am like Robin Hood, exactly that. Yeah.
I hope that's a happy comparison.
It's cool. He's from Nottingham. I'll accept it. It's Midlands, but I'll take it. Yeah, yeah.
Just more of the activity.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
That's cool. And, I mean, am I allowed to ask you, would you sing another one? You could sing one of your own if you liked.
I don't want to sing one of my own.
Okay, sing someone else's.
Yeah, I'll sing someone else's. What will I do? Oh, maybe I'll do a Lancashire Mon, because I need to represent, don't I?
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Is this this dialect we keep hearing about?
Yeah, it is dialect, yeah.
Cool.
Cool. Our bread and more wills, boo, I'm lanky. There's no half and half about me. It's down in me granny's out Bible, both sides of a long pedigree. Well, I've no need to simper a sidle, nor finicky airs to pour on. I belong to Thout Palatine County. I'm a straightforward Lancashire mon. I can crudle a tune there we're singing when watchfires were blazing on thills, when county men buckled their belts on and dames wore their curls and their frills. I've a kist full of heirlooms in kitchen and I've plushes and all next to dawn. I'm conceited to think it I'm English, but I'm proud I'm a Lancashire mon. We'll play none if out's to be mended. We're in vanguard if out's to be won. We parcel all work out for nation ere the world wakens up to what's done. Now, there may be a shire, 'tis broader, but there's not but one county, just one. That king is a joke on that lanky, and there's nowt licks a Lancashire mon. Thank you
so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, lots of lovely tech people. This is such a cool chat. Jennifer is a treasure.
I'm a treasure.
Yeah.
I'm a little treasure. I'm a little angel, really, aren't I? Sent here. To delight you all.
I was just about to say that, but you jumped in there. But shall we round up with a little reminder of the show? Well, now that people are all buzzing.
Yeah.
It's this Wednesday.
Wednesday is... I've got my diary in front of me. Wednesday is the Audio Foundation. After that, I go to Hamsterfest in Pairoa.
Pairoa?
Pairoa. Pairoa. Pairoa Racecourse. Then I got Tradfest in Rotorua.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then I've got Jam Factory in Tauranga on the Saturday the 26th. Sunday the 27th, I've not received a confirmation email, but I had a meeting at Motat this morning. I probably might sing there on Sunday the 27th.
It's so cool.
It's well cool. And if the sun's out, I'll be in that band Rotunda. And I want to do it outside.
Cool.
Because why not? And then Monday the 28th, I'm playing at the Bunker Folk Club at Devonport.
Fantastic.
And then Tuesday the 29th, I fly away.
That's such a good... I was going to say that the Bunker will be really special. I think you'll knock them dead down there, up there.
That'd be cool. And I want to come back in like January, February, March. So if anyone knows anything, get at me, please.
For you to do.
Yeah.
How do we find you?
My name is Jennifer Reed. So if you Google that, Jennifer Reed Ballads or Jennifer Reed Singer, usually something comes up. Mm-hmm. I've got a silly haircut, so you can tell it's me. Jennifer Ballards with two S's on the end on Instagram because I got locked out of the original one. My email is Jennifer Ballards, just one S, like normal, at gmail.com. Honestly, chat to me. I want to know your life story, your family history, all that. I just love chatting to people about this stuff. I want to know what makes you tick so then I can go away, do my research and come back and support you in your journey to find your identity, because that's what it's all about, isn't it?
I love it.
Yeah, and my website is jenniferballards.com as well. I've just done a really nice colour change on it, actually. A little lilac and hot pink number, actually, Matthew. So
I'm going to hit
be nice if you look that, yeah.
That's actually one of my favourite combos.
Oh.
So thank you very much.
No, you're so welcome.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, mate.
And I might play some other music now, and then but people have to go. And if they want to hear more, they're going to come see you at one of these shows,
starting with
this Wednesday. That's doors 7:45, all ages. Gig starts at 8. Pumice is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for coming all the way up.
Peace out.
Peace out.